is going through. There seems to be so many issues that people are facing when it comes to their relations with their employers, sometimes even vice versa. How do you manage to attend to these different issues? Because I bet there's a lot on your desk. How do you manage to navigate all these issues with the resource base that you have at the moment?
Yeah, so what we do is those who need a cup of tea will come to us. Mm-hmm. We'll give them that cup of tea. So what we're saying is, if you report and you are stressed, we'll quickly attend to those matters. But due to the fact that we are thin on the ground, we cannot always move decisively. We might delay. There might be that time lag. But that does not mean that we turn a blind eye. That does not mean that we will not resolve the issue. So on a daily basis, we try as much as possible to go out for inspections and see to it that where employees are under stress, where employees are facing challenges, we should then be able to deal with those matters decisively in a manner that the law empowers us to do. So, yes, like I said, our coverage is the whole country, all employers, private and public, all employers, we have to deal with the issues. So that is a mammoth task, but we are equal to the task, and government is steadily increasing the numbers. So there's that progression, positive trajectory, if you like, to see to it that we improve the ratios in terms of employer, employee versus labor office, so that we can reduce the ratios and be able to properly administer matters in the labor sector.
When you say increase the numbers, is that financially? Is what you mean by
human resource? Human resource. Like was 2024, we created. For example, in Nicaragua, we didn't have assistant labor commissioner. In Southern Province, we didn't have assistant labor commissioner. We upgraded. Then in other provinces, we also upgraded from senior to principal labor officer. And just this year, we also recruited 10 in the call center, 10 officers in the call center, mm-hmm. and another 10 also, 11, I think, in terms of labor officers. So the numbers are increasing steadily, and then going forward, we are slowly having that tremendous positive impact, and there's a recognition and acknowledgement of our existence.
All right. Sumtengwa, thank you so much for joining us on the Phoenix Breakfast this morning.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful.
We'll be joined by the Labor Commissioner, Sir Givens Mutengwa, and we've just been looking at issues of the labor laws in relation to the incident that happened at Zamfresh. And we'll continue to engage him on more matters, because I know there's so much that can be discussed, but that's all the time we had on the show this morning. But the main news bulletin at 8, up next.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. Even see the line. Your story matters.
The headlines. State House says President Hichilema has no hand in former President Edgar Lungu's burial delay. Attorney General says Zambia may undertake complete constitution repeal next year. In global news, Israel launches new strikes on Iran as U.S. identifies first American soldiers killed in conflict. Citizens in News, I'm Lisa Belov-Gondwe. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka has dismissed claims that President Hakainde Hichilema is deliberately delaying the burial of former President Edgar Lungu. This follows allegations by Socialist Party President Fred Membe, who has accused President Hichilema of prolonging the burial by taking the matter to court. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Hamasaka has clarified that it is the family of the late former president that has lodged an appeal before a court in South Africa, and that this legal process is the cause of the delay. He insists that President Hichilema has no involvement in postponing the burial of the late former head of state, an allegation which has resulted in police formally charging and arresting Dr. Fred Membe with the offence of harassment and humiliation, contrary to Section 22(2) A and B of the Cybercrimes Act Number 4 of 2025.
The president has nothing to do with that. No, the president has nothing to do with that. These are matters that are in court in South Africa. So, does anyone want the president to get the South African government to, or the South African court to just say, no, you release? No. It's not precise like that. The president has nothing to do with those things. And I'm sure you are aware that the family appealed.
Attorney General Fulilo Kabesha has disclosed that Zambia may undertake a complete repeal of the constitution once the process is fully budgeted for in 2027. Mr. Kabesha has told Phoenix News that government will prioritize major constitutional reforms after this year's general elections, explaining that the electoral calendar and associated resource demands will determine the timing of any amendments. He has identified the Bill of Rights, Part 3 of the Constitution, as a key area for substantive reform, noting that such far-reaching changes will require a referendum and a comprehensive legal process. The Attorney General has expressed confidence that once contentious clauses are agreed upon by the people, the outcome will be a comprehensive constitutional reform, with the 2027 national budget providing the necessary framework. Mr. Kabesha adds that a total repeal of the constitution is necessary to close existing legal gaps that continue to hamper national development.
Every Zambia knows that we are having general elections this year, and general elections consume a lot of resources. Government is committed. The Bill of Rights, the very crucial part of 3 of the Constitution. In all fairness, by 2027, we should be looking at major amendments now, those which we think are contentious. Basically, maybe this should be the repeal of the whole Constitution, and we can only do best to budget for it in the 2026 budget for 2027 expenditure.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sitembeko Mosakotwane says as Zambia seeks a new program with the International Monetary Fund IMF focused on economic growth, government is confident it will meet all conditionalities that will be set. Dr. Mosakotwane says the proposed program will follow the successful completion of the 38-month extended credit facility, ECF, adding that engagements with the IMF are a familiar and interactive process that has over time built mutual understanding between government and its cooperating partners. He tells Phoenix News that government intends to take the lead in making policy decisions while seeking partner support for measures it believes are best suited to advance the country's economic agenda. Dr. Mosakotwane has further stated that Zambia's successor arrangement, which will prioritize economic growth, investment, and job creation, will be concluded without any risk of the country failing to meet the agreed conditions.
They are not new things. We've been negotiating the last 5 years, year after year. So we believe that we know each other. They know us. We know them. I'm sure at some point we'll be able to converge. And I also just remind you, the attitude that we've taken is that of government must be at the forefront of deciding how best to drive the economic agenda. And then we go to cooperating partners to ask them to support what we have decided. And that's the way it's going to be so far in the last 5 years. I think we've always managed to persuade cooperating partners that the decision that we, or the choices that we're making, are appropriate, and the results are there to show for themselves.
Mining expert Charles Molina says government's decision to suspend 10% export duty on copper concentrates must not derail